Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Jim Ballard's our guest, our good friend, almost 20-year member of our Brain Trust, author of so many books I can't see over the top of the stack, sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy, Mind Like Water, What's the Rush, Little Wave, Old Swell, the whole well-done bunch of books that he and others have written that I encourage you to check out. Hey, Jim, thanks again for being here. We're talking about peacemaking, how to recover from that. Jim, you have some ideas. And, you know, I want to come back to something you said about you used the word, you know, let's get beyond where we are. Let's go meet in a field that's outside of all this stuff that we've cooked up between ourselves, and let's get over it. And most of us, and I know I have, I've lived long enough to have reconciled from a difficult relationship situation, and you look back and you realize how small that was, and how caustic it was, and how unnecessary it was. So help. You got some ideas on how we can prevent these things, either from happening or to recover from them when it does happen.
Let me start by quoting the Rumi passage, Jim, because okay. It's the spirit of it. Here it is again. Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. What I think that leaders of organizations can do who get the power of that spirit, of that quote, is to use it, is to bring it up in a meeting, post it, and talk about what people in the organization can be carrying around, not ask for stories about it, but unless they have stories of peacekeeping, of the resolving, like you talked about. Mm-hmm. But you can include the Rumi quote in emails. You can give everybody a card with that quote on it and encourage them to resolve these things with each other, to get into that field that is beyond who's right and who's wrong. Because all of us sort of the basis of so much trouble is the need to be right. Mm-hmm. And if we can give that up and get to that field, that's the solution. So I think leaders and managers and team leaders can make use of the Rumi quote. So I want to give it once more. Out right. beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there.
Mm-hmm. You know, another thing, one of the things that triggers these things are something someone says. And I think if you want to reconcile, if you really, if there is a motivation to reconcile, then I think you don't have to say I'm sorry. But if I said something to you, Jim, that you took in a way that was hurtful, and maybe I meant it to be hurtful. Maybe, you know, maybe I said something that was not, I shouldn't have said. Then, you know, maybe I wouldn't have to say I'm sorry, but I could say, I really wish I hadn't said that.
That's even more powerful, isn't it?
Just a way, I mean, you know, something I wish I would, and I would mean that. I wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't want me to say it if I didn't mean it. I wish I hadn't said that. And I mean, something, whatever it takes. One of the things you and I both know, Jim, is words matter, don't they?
Absolutely, yeah. And you can heal. You can heal something in people just by a few words like that. I think also it begins with minding the gap in the brain to make some time with yourself and think about Joe that said that in that meeting. And think, he was just trying to help us. You know, he's not a bad guy. I need to calm down about this. I don't know if I need to talk to him, but I need to talk to myself about it and resolve it and get to that field.
Well, another thing is if you see something getting upside down, try to fix it soon, because sometimes things go are allowed to go on, take on a life of their own. They grow a head and legs and arms and they just take on a life of their own, don't they?
Yeah, and they fester in us. And you know, people are going to work every day with these little hurts and resentments, and they're down deep in there, and they don't think about them until until they do. But meanwhile, they're harming their performance in the world. They're keeping us back. They're holding us back.
And if you're a business owner and you have employees like that, sometimes the business owner has to step in and say, okay, folks, look here. There's a problem. Fix it or I'll fix it. Sometimes you just have to do that.
Absolutely. That's part of the peacekeeping.
Get to have a referee. Sometimes there has to be a referee, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, that's Jim, right. It's always a pleasure to have you here. Thank you for your wisdom. We couldn't do without it. Don't even want to think about what we would do without you. And we hope you come back again real soon.
Thanks, Jim. You too.
Jim Ballard, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter and wiser when Jim Ballard joined us, and so we did. And by the way, we're going to get him back again sooner than later, because we got a 20th anniversary to celebrate with him coming up real soon. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.